lights that sparkle, homes decorated to celebrate, just as you'd see all these things on the streets of London, New York or Paris at Christmas time, you can see them in Tehran right now. Roundabouts and main squares are illuminated with every colour, and the streets are filled with everything from the familiar, streamers and fairy lights, to things that you may not have seen before. You'll find these triangle flag banners all across the country, and these larger green ones are just as much of a familiar sight. You can feel the buzz in the air, and you can see it too. These stalls have popped up all across the city, some handing out a cool drink in the summer heat, the sweetest Iranian delicacy, or a hot meal so you won't have to cook dinner tonight. Iranians actively try and spread joy, peace and goodwill. But why? The clue can be found on the flags adorning the city, and if you think it looks like a nationwide birthday celebration, you wouldn't be far off. But this isn't just any birthday. Every year, Muslims in Iran and across the world celebrate the birth of Muhammad al-Mahdi, the 12th Shia Imam, born in 255 after Hijra, 869 after Christ. Known as Imam Mahdi, or the Guided One, Shia Muslims believe his return from occultation will rid the world of wrongdoing, injustice and tyranny. They pray and wait for his return, and the day he'll spread justice and equality across all mankind. This programme will be looking at how different religions view the idea of the Messiah. Each religion has its own beliefs on what needs to be done to pave the way for the day the Saviour comes. But are they that different from each other? Looking at the world today, it might be hard to paint a rosy picture. The economic crisis is most likely affecting you and your family. While many lose their homes and livelihoods, millions are out on the streets protesting, asking why big banks and governments have been bailed out. Billions are spent on wars that millions of people disagree with. There's still extreme hunger and poverty across Africa and Asia. There's dictatorship, bad governance and instability. In the big wars like Afghanistan and Iraq, scores of civilians and soldiers are killed every day. And there's many unseen, forgotten battlefields where death and destruction is a daily norm, from Rwanda and Darfur to Yemen and Pakistan. The millions of people suffering across the world hope for a way out, for someone, somewhere, somehow to hear their cries for a better day. For many of the people across the world who identify themselves with a certain faith or religion, this better day is a fundamental part of their beliefs. If you take even a quick look at the fundamentals of different religions, you'll see a recurring theme. The Messiah, the one who is anticipated as the saviour and liberator, can be found in Islam, Christianity, Judaism and Zoroastrianism, as well as a host of other religions too. We spoke to Faramaz Shohrabi, a university professor and a Muslim scholar, about the roots of this common idea of the Messiah.
بشر به دنبال نجات و نجات را هم نمیتواند خودش برای خودش مدیریت کنه به وجود بیاره. باید نگاهش رو به آسمان بدوزد. تمامی ادیان ابراهیمی بحث منجی باوری و موعود باوری در آنها وجود دارد. منتها این یک اصلی است فطری، یعنی دین فطری است. انسان فطرتی دارد، درست در طول گذار عمر گرد و غبار میگیره اگر مراقبت‌های لازم رو به عمل نیاره، ولی اون فطرت به تمام خاموش نمی‌شود. فطرت تمامی انسان‌ها منجی را می‌طلبد.
Islam has two main branches, the Shia and the Sunnis. In Shia Islam, the belief in the Mahdi, or the Saviour, is a powerful and central religious idea. Shia Muslims believe that the 12th Imam, Muhammad al-Mahdi, is the Saviour that will return from occultation and bring complete peace and justice to the world. And he'll be accompanied by Jesus.
In Islam, we have a different scenario. Amongst the Ahlul Sunnah, they do believe in Al-Mahdi, but it's not very important for them. It's not central. You will never find a Sunni raise his hand and says, Mahdi biya, Mahdi biya. Whenever he comes, they do believe in him. But for us, it is very different. Because he is so central, our way is to try and create that sense of justice and equality, to create a morally upright society, a society based on moral uprightness, so that when he comes, it is easier for him to establish that vision. Because Allah will only intervene in history when he knows that there are people who are prepared.
On July 16th, Iranian youth gathered in Shahrare, that's in the southeast of Tehran, for a conference on the idea of Mahdi or Mahdism. Foreign speakers also discussed their views. The organisers told Iran Today that they wanted to familiarise young people with the idea of Mahdi.
After Islamic Revolution, we've had a lot of seminars on Mahdaviyat issues, but we don't have a seminar on Mahdaviyat issues in English. Also, we wanted to prove to ourselves and to everybody that people can learn English, teach English, and still be a good Muslim. So our teachers and students learn English, they learn about American culture, English culture, Western culture, but they still believe in their own cultures and culture and act upon their own cultures and Islam.
We were interested to know how these young people felt about Mahdi and how they envisaged him in their minds.
My imagination of this person who would be the greatest, I think in my opinion, person in my life ever could I see would be the matter of justice which he used to bring in the societies and different countries.
I hope when he comes, it will be an end for wars and we can live peacefully with other nations.
There won't be any lie among the people, and I think, and everybody is honest. This is my imagination.
You know, I'm so optimistic to it, and I just wish a good life, a good, a good life for everybody, justice.
There is somebody out there living, but he's not visible to our physical eyes, but he's out there, he's actually responsible for so many things in this world going on, according to Shiite beliefs. And we need to be prepared for his reappearance.
This is a very good idea, which I really believe in that, that we won't have no borders in the future. No borders, it means that there is no America, there is no Iran, there is no Afghanistan. That all the world, this is the earth, we say, yes, this is the earth. People are living on the earth, and that is important.
But as we know, it's not only Islam that has this central idea of the Messiah. Belief in the eventual coming of a future great saviour is a fundamental part of Judaism too. Like Islam, in Judaism, the Messiah has the most important mission, to bring the world back to God and make it a place of peace, justice and harmony.
The Jews had the concept of a Messiah initially. But for them, a Messiah who will re-establish the kingdom of Israel, somebody who is from the line of David. This idea, by the way, was not there in the Old Testament. It developed through time, especially after the Jews were persecuted and especially after the Romans came in to Jerusalem. But their idea is not that the Savior is very central. So they do not know who he is. They don't know when he will come. They don't really know even what he's going to do. It is there, but it is something on the side.